perspective, you have more of a feeling and knowing of invincibility. And you are not wanting to figure everything out before you get here, because getting here and figuring it out is what the river is all about.
Yeah.
It is the journey that life is about. And so how would you like to go to a movie that someone had explained the whole thing to you before you got there? It's not nearly as much fun. How would you like to know exactly what's going to happen every day of your life? It is one of the things that causes Jerry and Esther to have such a passion for their monster bus life. Every day is new. Every day is different. Every day evokes fresh new insight and fresh new activity and fresh new response. Nothing mundane or predictable about their experience. It's all new. And it demands from them an aliveness that is really refreshing, you see. And that's what you look forward to. So you don't say, I've got it figured out, or I plotted it all. Instead, you say, I know who I am, I know what's there, I know the data that I have to choose from, and you know you have such knowledge of the stream of well-being, you feel no risk whatsoever. So there's no reason to carve it out and make sure that these things don't happen while more of these things do. You know that you'll be able to figure it out as you go, and further, you relish the figuring of it out. And you know how you really know that? Think about how you felt when those adults tried to guide you. Well-meaning adults who had it all figured out, and as soon as you would listen, began giving you their worldview. This is the way that it is, they say. And you're screaming inside, not the way I see it, not the way I see it. It's not the way I see it. You want to present your view, your unique, powerful view. Yes.
That's what I did actually all my life. It doesn't matter what somebody say, I'm just going my direction. Even if it was not so brilliant, but it was my experience and I appreciate that. So when I've got that book of the books, you know, it's called Ask and It's Given, and I read it, and then I started to meditate with my husband, and in a month when we were meditating, my brain was wandering, and then I thought, no, I have to concentrate on thinking. I'm not thinking, and I did two deep breaths, and it was like anesthesia. My body was paralyzed. It wasn't just numbness. It was like, that's it. I was even scared. But then I had this feeling of happiness, and something happened, and I really want to know what had happened.
Well, what happened was, in your meditation, you released resistance, and the energy of your being began to mesh with the energy of your source. In other words, it was the combining of you with you. That's the experience of closing the gap. That's the experience of being in vibrational alignment with who you are, and then allowing that part of your experience to dominate. Wonderful.
So appreciate you.
Yes, indeed.
Such a pleasure. My heart was beating like this all the time. Thank you.
Indeed.
God bless. Yes, indeed.
Stand if you think it's you. You are the one, yes.
Hi, Abraham.
We are.
Thank you so much for such a wonderful experience. Everything has been so, just so beautiful. Everything.
We have to insert here. We are really enjoying all of your feelings of appreciation. But when you thank us for the experience that you have created, it is odd.
Well, then I'd like to thank myself.
And nothing will serve you better than to feel appreciation for self.
And nothing has. Life is just experience over the last at least year, if not a little bit longer, for myself and my family, our business endeavors, our personal experiences within our family has just been an incredible continued abundance, a release of negative energy, just drawing so much toward us. And I would have said previously to this,